and we're now very pleased to be able to introduce you to the new Adelaide Football Club coach. His name is Phil Walsh. Phil, welcome along.
Yes, thanks very much.
Hey, Phil, look, it's obviously been a tumultuous couple of weeks there down at West Lakes, but finally some clarity has emerged with your appointment yesterday as coach. Look, firstly, congratulations. What was the feeling like for you when the club rang you and said, mate, we were really impressed with your interviews and we would like to offer you the job?
Yeah, it was very humbling, David. I was really thankful for them to place their trust in me, and I'm looking forward to doing the best job I possibly can.
One thing that has been said about you, Phil, and I don't know if it's necessarily accurate or not, but you don't seem to be one of those guys who coveted the senior coach's job. It's almost like the job found you. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm not a guy who's sort of been out there advertising and chasing the job. I'm a bit of a believer. If a club really wants you, they'll come and find you. And there's probably some truth in that. Although I did have a little bit of probably thought that at my stage in my career, if I didn't take a senior job, it probably would pass me by.
Phil, how hard was it to go to Port Adelaide and tell them that this is what you were going to do?
It wasn't that hard, Jane. I mean, they understood. I'm a career coach. It's just another step up in my career. So they understood that. And as best as they can, they wish me the best.
And have you been part of, like, the interview process right from the beginning? Because your name only really came out sort of yesterday or the day before. You were sort of under the radar as being one of those, you know, being interviewed.
Yeah, that's probably my style a little bit. It did get out last Friday, but it's probably a nice way to be. Although then when it did come out, it did catch a few people by surprise, but maybe it gave them a bit of a chance to find out who Phil Walsh is.
How hard was it to tie on the Crows tie yesterday? I'm just thinking that, you know, for many years you've been wearing the black, white and teal. How hard was it to do the knot on the tie yesterday?
Well, I've changed colours a few times. I played for three different teams. I'm now coaching at my fourth different club. So as soon as I walked through that door, I was 100% committed to the Adelaide Football Club.
Phil, what is it about football that you love the most? And what is it about going to the Crows that excites you the most?
Well, I grew up in country Victoria in a small town, the Western District, Hamilton. We actually used to play against Mount Gambier teams. So we crossed the border and also played Penola and Millicent. And just as a young kid, you know, it was sort of the whole town went to war, and it was a great excitement. It was great community, and you know, you're sort of, it's a little bit that one, a boy's best brought up in a village, and in a small town you have that. You have people you look up to, and then you end up playing footy with them. So it's been in my blood from a young age, and I'm lucky enough then to play VFL AFL football, and you know, I've just become passionate, and I just love the game so much.
And with the Crows, what's your assessment of where they're at, and what are the things that you think they need to change?
Yeah, look, I obviously think we've got a very talented list, and just been inconsistent the last 2 years. And I'm, you know, literally 5 minutes in the job, but I'm just trying to work my way through that. And I talk to a lot of people and listen and find out why that is. We need to, our best is good enough. We just need to play it for a little bit longer.
Because if you can get us to play the way we play it every other week, we'll probably go minor premiers.
Hey, Phil, we learnt over the last 24 hours or so that 2 years ago you had a really nasty accident in Peru and that you thought you were going to die, and that was sort of the moment of epiphany when you decided that you were going to do things in your life. Was becoming a head coach with an AFL football team on that list?
Maybe not on the list, but I basically said to myself, if the opportunity came up, that I wouldn't shy away from it. I'd actually put my name up to it, and I wouldn't recommend getting hit by a bus, particularly in Cusco, Peru. But I think we all need it at some time in our lives just to be shaken up a little bit, and that definitely happened to me.
The Cusco moment.
Correct.
Yeah.
I actually have it. I have the picture as a screenshot on my computer, so every morning when I turn it on, it's just a reminder. You probably shouldn't be here, Phil, so don't be grumpy.
Has that sort of informed the other choices that you've made in your life too, Phil? Things like you're teaching yourself how to speak Japanese. You also have stopped drinking alcohol. Is there a bit of a sense that when you do feel like you've been given a second chance at life, that you don't want to waste another minute?
No, exactly that. It's exactly that. you know, every moment's precious, but sometimes we forget about that. So I'd recommend to everyone, I've given up coffee and given up alcohol, and it does make you a little bit antisocial, but it makes you feel so much better.
Hmm.
What will you miss about not being at Port Adelaide? I'm sort of thinking that maybe there's a bit of unfinished business, that we got pretty close, you know, making the prelim final, that maybe if you'd been there another year, you would have been with a grand final team.
Yeah, look, that window's closed for me now, you know. I've moved on. I've got a lot of things to worry about here at Adelaide, and that's where my total focus is.
Phil, this is a question that 2 years ago wouldn't have come out of the mouth of a Crows fan. But what Port has been probably the biggest success story in terms of the extent of the turnaround, aside from the Rabbitohs in the NRL. But in the last 2 years, Port have been the best story in Australia to go from near rock bottom in 2012 to what they've done this year. What will you bring from Port to the Crows?
Hard work, elite standards and clarity. Plus, you've got to do it as a team, and that's what I'll be pushing.
Hmm. You use the team word a lot, and that quote from yesterday too, where you said it's not about chasing individual success, it's about chasing team success. I mean, it is the old no I in team cliche, isn't it?
It's not a cliche, it's fact. I mean, it can be any team, not just a footy team. I'm sure you work in a team where you work and you bring out the best of one another. But also, if you just take your focus off your vision and what your values are, teams can disconnect. And one of the roles as a leader, as the senior coach, is to make sure as a team we connect and we all strive for the same thing, not some individual award or some individual thing that we're chasing.
Yeah, no, just to clarify, I didn't mean cliche in a negative sense, because I think that's like, you look at Hawthorn this year and that is the ultimate example of a team pulling together really at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're talking to Phil Walsh, the new Crows coach. Hey, Phil, I hope you don't mind me asking a really specific question, but a lot of Crows supporters would be really interested to know what you're going to ask Patrick Dane, or what you're going to say to Patrick when you speak to him. Can you just give us a little insight into the conversation you'll be having with him?
I've actually found it a bit hard to speak to him, Mark. I think he's on holidays. We've missed each other on the phone. I'm actually trying to speak to every player. Brent Riley returned my call from Berlin last night, so that was pretty impressive. He told me it was 14 degrees, gave me a little bit of a rundown on some good cafes. I'm heading there in a couple of weeks. Look, I just want to have a chat to Paddy and tell him which direction I'm going in and making sure that he's clear on where we're at, and I'll be doing that with every player.
Phil, did you talk to the family before you made your final decision? And if they were previously following Port, do they jump ship as well?
My family are incredibly loyal and got great support. So, no, they're 100% behind me. They understand that in Adelaide, the senior coach comes under a lot of scrutiny, and so does his family. So my daughter's informed me that she's going to travel next year for 12 months to get away from it. So, and I know he'll be funding that as well.
Hey, Phil, having the job for 3 years, it gives you quite a bit of certainty and quite a bit of clarity in your mind. Do you approach it in a sort of as an overarching 3-year strategy? And have you got any? I mean, no, it's not even 24 hours since you've had your feet under the desk, but have you got some sort of trajectory mapped out in your mind for the club?
Yeah, look, I've obviously got a plan, but as we know with all plans, sometimes they come unstuck. So you've got to plan for the worst, and you make sure you're ready to handle any adversity that's thrown up against us. But my plan is to work hard, work as a team, and the results will look after themselves.
And what about the assistant coaches? Is that something you have to sit down and go through as well?
Yeah, I'm doing that today. So I'm going to meet with all the assistant coaches over the next 48 hours. Just see where they're at so they can see what my vision is. Whether they fit in with that vision or not will be decided as quickly as possible.
You've created a bit of a problem for Port because you've left a gap there in the coaching team. Any idea, you know, who would you put in your place out of the current assistant coaches they've got?
Well, they've had some really good people, and that's probably not for me to say. So I'm sure Ken and Keith will be able to sort that out. But it was a wonderful coaching group there, and there's some real talent.
Mm. Hey, Phil, look, just all the very, very best of luck, mate. I think it's a really exciting appointment. And as we said at the start, it was a pretty chaotic couple of weeks there. But, you know, people who know much, much more about footy than I do within the Port family and the broader football family seem genuinely thrilled that you got the job, mate. So all the very best of luck from all of us here at 5AA.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Tony and Mark.
Thank you very much, Phil. And